This journey to Advent is a time when we might find ourselves frustrated and discouraged, much like the journey that Mary and Joseph took to Bethlehem, or the journey that Jesus found himself on, trying to teach people the work and reward of being faithful. We get caught up in what we think the journey should look like, and when it doesn't unfold as we thought, we get fearful or angry or frustrated and filled with, "Why bother?" When you've rushed through the stores and can't find what you need or want, when plans for family coming together fall apart, it's hard to find the joy, isn't it? I wonder how Mary and Joseph held it together when their plans for a quiet home birth were totally disrupted, and they found themselves travelling too far, too long, without a plan at all. I wonder how Jesus held it together when, despite his best efforts to explain and encourage people to live faithfully, were met with scepticism and denial because it wasn't easy. John wasn't anywhere near as diplomatic or as gentle as Jesus was. He spoke bluntly. He did not tiptoe around. He was a voice that was loud and in your face. He said, "Show by your lives that you are willing to live your faith." And they asked, "Well, how are we supposed to do that?" He told them, "Share. Share clothing and food. Be honest. Don't use force or lies. Be happy with what you have." Faithfulness is more than showing up at church. Faithfulness is sharing your best with the world. It's knowing that sometimes your plans will disappear, and in their place could be something that you couldn't have expected, but moving forward with courage and optimism into what comes next. Faithfulness is persistence. It's persistence in sharing messages of care and compassion. It's persistence in doing what is right and hopeful. Faithfulness is sometimes being blunt and loud in naming that the world needs us to step up. Faithfulness is hard work. The thing is that this faithful thing isn't just an Advent thing. It's an every day of the year thing. The optimism, the willingness to move into the unknown, the courage to offer hope, not fear or anger, to the world is something that God asks us to do every day. And when we do that, the joy moves into our lives. In Paul's letter to the people of Philippi, he was telling people to focus on God. Love God. Know that God can fill their hearts with joy. Be gentle and kind. Mary and Joseph followed God's direction to many places, to Bethlehem, to Egypt, to Galilee, each time not knowing where they were going, but knowing that God would go with them, hoping that God's people would welcome them and give them support, room, and care. Because they did, their story of love and joy still resounds through the ages. Jesus followed God's direction to many places, not across the world for sure, but to places where others wouldn't go, to speak to those others wouldn't speak to, to offer hope and healing simply because God asked him to. His story of courage and steadfast faith reminds us of how simple it can be to bring joy to others. And John? Well, John didn't seem to be a joyful person, did he? But he showed us that we do the best we can, even knowing that it is a small part of a bigger story. "Someone is coming later who is able to do more than I can," he said. But it didn't stop him from offering what he could. And I imagine that must have given him a sense of satisfaction, of quiet joy. The joy that we stop to consider at Advent is something that is possible to offer the world at any time of the year. Think about this most precious story time of our faith. Bringing its message alive is how we bring God joy. How has our faith impacted our lives? Do we share that deep sense of belonging with the world in our words and actions? Do we stir up resentment instead of inciting peace? Are we content with what we have, or do we covet more? Do we offer hope for those who have less than we do? Are we sharing food and shelter, basic human needs? Let's live our faith in our words and actions. Before we say or do anything, I challenge us to ask ourselves and answer truthfully, who will I hurt with this? Will someone gain power with this? Is it gentle? Is it kind? Seriously, what would Jesus do? If we make the choices of offering hope and peace and love to the world a little bit at a time, the best we can, then joy will blossom. When all God's people are warm and fed and sheltered, when the fighting makes way for compromise, when we put ourselves last instead of first, when we are willing to follow God's path, knowing it's difficult and knowing that we don't know the journey, then the joy in the lives of others will spill into us. God's love will warm us all from the inside out. Let's follow the way to Christmas, to God's gift of immeasurable love, and bring that gift of love to God. May our story bring joy to God. Amen.